Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Fritz and Friends this evening on 1320 WILS. We're going to jump right into our very first guest because I'm quite certain we're going to have a lot to talk about. With me on the line is Vic Loomis, who is the East Lansing mayor. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Cheryl.
How are you this evening?
Doing well. And before you go any further, congratulations on your new show.
Well, thank you so very much. I'm so happy to have you here on the very first week, second day, actually.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to tuning in on a regular basis.
Well, I appreciate that very much. The reason we wanted to talk tonight is the East Lansing's annual report is out for 2010. And I guess we'll just get started by saying overall, how's East Lansing looking, sir?
Well, I'm a little biased, I think, from my perspective. But we have entitled our report this year, A Growing Community. And I think as you work through the 30-some pages of the annual report, you will see that, in fact, the city of East Lansing has had a successful decade, if you will, really a decade of growth. And this annual report that we just published really walks the reader and walks our citizen through the successes we've had. And it really runs the gamut from public safety to arts, culture, and leisure, to our parks, recreation and arts, our library, some growth that we've had and new businesses that we've had. So we've really had a wonderful decade, and last year was just another good year for us.
Very good. Now, of course, in the economic times, and we hate to keep using that catchphrase, but how is East Lansing finding ways to cut costs while still trying to look towards the future and fiscal health in the future?
That's a great question, Cheryl. We have a very thorough and extensive budget process that really starts at the lowest level of the city. It's council's responsibility to approve the budget, but it is developed by the city manager, our finance people, and the internal process is to take it right down to the level of each individual department, and they look at how they operate their part of the city on a day-to-day basis, and they formulate their recommendations and pull their budget together. And from the lowest level of the city, if you will, at the department level, that rolls up to the division level, and from the division level to the senior management level, and then on to council for our questions and our tweaking and our approval. And there's a real benefit to that because there's a buy-in by those, again, at the lowest level of operations at the city. They help prepare the budget. They understand it. They're involved in it. And when it comes time to operate the city on a day-in, day-out basis, they know the parameters that they have to work with because they're the ones that have established those parameters.
So by being personally involved, everybody's in on it. Nobody feels left out in the process and is surprised by it later on.
You bet. And, you know, a budget is just a tool to help guide you through the course of the year. The proof is in the pudding, as they say, and where you end up at the end of the year. And yet again, for our past fiscal year, the staff and managers and administration of the city operated the city well within the budget that council approved and gave back to them, and actually operated in one of the more challenging years that we've had economically, operated with a slight surplus.
Well, that's something you can all pat yourselves on the back for managing to do that at all.
Well, it is. These have been very challenging times. And again, I think it's really reflective of the process, the strength and thoroughness of the process, and how the budget is pulled together. And when at the lowest level of operations, your associates have been involved in it and understand it, I think that's a motivator for them to make sure that they deliver, and deliver they do. You know, one of the things, and I made this comment a couple hours ago at the annual get-together of all of the city's employees, and I said, you know, on council, we hear from our constituents, and when they talk about counsel. Oftentimes it is to tell us what they didn't like about the last decision we made. But when they talk about city staff, it's all positive and very complimentary of the high quality of work that they do day in and day out. And again, and there's more to the operations of a city than its financial affairs, but in the end, you have to pay your bills, and in challenging economic times, to pay your bills and have money left over, I think that's indicative of a job very well done.
I would say so. How do you make progress? And, you know, coming up with a surplus this year, whatever the amount, is it an important accomplishment? But how do you make progress when the economy's down a bit?
Well, I think it all gets back, Cheryl, to having a plan, a very well thought out and a very well articulated plan. And planning has been a strength of the city of East Lansing for a good number of years. It's transgressed from council to council and from management team to management team. You know, as you have senior associates that retire and move on, there's great planning and depth of field, if you will, strong benches, and those people step in. They understand the plan. The plan continues to be tweaked and refined. And again, in the end analysis, it's just year after year, a positive result is delivered back to the taxpayers, back to the citizens of the city.
Did the city have to take many cost-cutting measures this year to get there?
We took some, yes. I mean, there's no doubt that it's been a challenging time because revenues on two or three fronts have been cut back. Property values have declined in East Lansing, as they have in the mid-Michigan area and the state of Michigan and throughout the country. So you have a decline in those revenues coming in. We've had a decline for each of the last 7 years in the amount of revenue sharing that we receive from the state of Michigan. And when times get tough, people don't utilize some of the services that the city has to offer, so some of those fees have declined too. So in the face of shrinking revenues, if you will, and you still have pressures on health care and some inflationary expenses other places, you kind of have the two at conflict with each other, and you have to find ways to balance that out, and in some cases it does mean making some cuts that you might otherwise not want to do.
What kind of a year was it for police, fire, paramedics, a busy year? Or?
I would say it was an average year.
Okay.
The report does cover the fact that we had two house fires last year. Two, in my opinion, are too many, but the fact of it is we do have house fires. Our firefighters were on the scene, were able to very quickly control those fires so that they didn't spread to adjoining properties. One in particular could very well have done so. So from that standpoint, we continue good levels of staffing. We have not cut back in the area of training for either police, fire, emergency medical. We have a highly trained staff in the area of public service. So it continued to be a very good year there.
Very good. What about new businesses? What's the outlook in East Lansing?
Well, I'm very pleased that you raised that question. You know, the Technology Innovation Center that we brought online about a year ago and immediately filled that area with about 14 businesses. And these are brand new startup businesses. It may be a sole proprietorship. It may be a business where there's one or two partners, but in some cases, those two-person firms have grown to three or four people, and we've graduated one of the firms, actually moved out of the incubator, the Technology Innovation Center, into a more traditional office environment. We were able to cut the ribbon on the world headquarters of Greenstone Farm Credit Services this past fall. So even in these contracted or contracting economic times, we've been able to enjoy some successes with new businesses and some new construction.
Well, it seems there is always something new coming up or happening in East Lansing, and I think you're heading off to an event at the Hanna Center perhaps this evening.
I am. I'm glad you brought that up. It's Holidays at Hanna. We're going to kick off at 6 o'clock. This is a wonderful event. It's open to the public. It's free of charge. Santa's going to be there. The swimming pool is going to be open for a family swim. The Albert A. White Performing Auditorium, we're going to be showing some classic holiday movies. There's going to be arts and crafts and just a whole lot of fun things for families to do. So we really extend the invitation. If someone's wondering what to do in mid-Michigan tonight, come out to East Lansing Hanna Community Center and help us celebrate holidays at Hanna.
Very good. Well, East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis, thank you so much for joining us. So we'll let you get to your fun evening at the Hanna Center. And thanks so much and have a great evening.
Okay, you too, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more on Fritz and Friends coming up. Dr. T.C. Wallace, Superintendent of the Lansing Schools, when we come right back at 1320 WILS.